All right. This is a question about the last 70 years being peaceful, probably the most peaceful in human history. So this is a question about, does this indicate that the world is becoming a better, wealthier, more capitalist place? Since war is a natural product of statism, should we take the peace as an indication that statism is on the decline? Well, yes and no. Yeah, I mean, the world is, to a large extent, a better, wealthier, and more capitalist place. Not America, but the rest of the world. If you look at China, if you look at Vietnam, if you look at most of Southeast Asia, if you look at some places in Africa, and certainly all of Eastern Europe, are far freer, far more capitalist, far wealthier, standard of living higher than any time in human history. 1 billion people have come out of poverty based on the UN, not an agency I will often quote, over the last 30 years. So in many respects, statism has declined over the last 30 years in the rest of the world. Not in the West, but in the rest of the world. And I think that has reduced wars, even in places like Africa and certainly in Asia and in Eastern Europe. The breakup of the Soviet Union is an incredibly positive event of the last 70 years that has resulted in relative peace. Ultimately, even the Balkans, where there was some strife, today much more focused on economic development. They are freer countries and therefore less likely to get engulfed in warfare. Obviously, this is not true of the Middle East, and that's why the Middle East is such a complete and utter mess and why it's so violent there. And it's not true of some areas in Africa where there's still massive amounts of violence. On the other hand, 70 years is a short period of time in history. And the march towards statism that we are seeing throughout Europe and in the United States, the fact that the Middle East, we are letting the violence just go out of control, not doing anything about it, not asserting our own self-defense, not protecting ourselves, suggests that maybe this trend is not going to survive. This peaceful trend will not survive. So whether it does or not is hard to tell. Let me just say this. This peaceful decline does not just relate to war, but also relates to violence, to crimes, to murders, rapes, physical violence has been over the last decade the lowest it's maybe ever been in human history. And why that is a good question. I don't have a complete answer to that, but it's got to do with a lot of things, including the fact, I think, that on a global scale, things are better. But why is crime as low as it is in the United States is still, I think, to some extent, a mystery among many people who've looked into that. So to be continued on that one.